Our daily storm pattern is going to continue today, although it looks like the showers and thunderstorms this afternoon will be fairly hit and miss, but still locally heavy with some lightning, gusty winds, and heavy downpours. So keep an eye to the sky, but they'll have a tendency to come and go rather quickly. It will be hot. Temperatures make it up to around 90 degrees before the first few isolated showers or storm develop during the noon hour, and then pick up a little bit between 2 and 5 p.m. before winding down pretty quickly early in the evening. Now, tomorrow, a fairly vigorous upper-level disturbance will move up across the area, and that should mean showers and storms will be a little more numerous and a little bit earlier in the day, so tomorrow looks wetter overall, and we'll continue the daily storms right into your weekend. Saturday also looks active with midday and afternoon heavy showers and thunderstorms. Get what you want to do outdoors, get it done early. And then on Sunday, we still have some afternoon showers and storms, but we start to see a pattern change. The storms become a little more widely scattered, have a tendency to shift a little bit more south in time through the afternoon, and that'll be thanks to a pretty good surge of northerly and northeasterly winds late in the day that will especially take over Sunday night into Monday, and that'll usher in some drier, cooler air and really a nice change for the early and middle part of next week. Now, enough of an onshore flow Monday for still at least a few scattered showers, but it wouldn't be real widespread and it would favor the beach areas, and you'll notice the difference in the temperatures. And then by Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll have highs that'll be below average, which is nice for the first week in June. Yeah, it's already June next week. We'll have highs in the low to mid 80s by the middle of the week. Nighttime lows well down into the 60s, so we're going to have to enjoy that, of course, while we can. In the meantime, we continue to see these on-and-off storms over the next several days. As I mentioned yesterday, we've turned the switch on our wet season. It is officially on now, and we'll see the on-and-off storms into the weekend before we catch that break for a while, the early and middle part of next week. The launch, of course, delayed as expected from yesterday, so now it's on for 3:22 on Saturday. I still think we have thunderstorms to contend with. The question will be, can we get a 30-minute window leading up to 3:22, where there's lightning far enough away or not in the area or any rain to mess things up? And that's very questionable right now. And then if it doesn't happen Saturday, it's pushed to Sunday at 3 o'clock straight up, and it's pretty much the same deal. We're still going to be battling scattered afternoon storms on Sunday. So we'll see how things trend and pan out. But looks stormy. We'd probably have to get pretty lucky to get a break long enough to get launch. But we could. We were relatively close with a window that almost worked yesterday. But it's just anything within a dozen miles or so of the pad within 30 minutes when it comes to lightning is a problem. And that was definitely evident yesterday. Meanwhile, Bertha suddenly was born yesterday morning for a few hours, quite literally. It was moving ashore within about 2.5 to 3 hours after being deemed a tropical storm early in the morning yesterday. It moved quickly inland through the Carolinas, dumping some heavy rain and gusty winds, but virtually no damage of consequence, and moving well inland and quickly weakening the last advisory issued late yesterday afternoon by the National Hurricane Center. But that takes Bertha off the list of names now for 2020. And next up is Cristobal. This is the first time since 2016 that we've had two named storms before the start of the hurricane season, but one of those in 16 was in January. Only one of them was in May. That was Bonnie late in the month of May, lingering into early June. That also, though, came ashore in the Carolinas. And so the beat goes on. The tropics otherwise look pretty quiet right now. June 1st, the start of the official hurricane season for the Atlantic, which is Monday. We are going to have to keep a close eye, perhaps on the Caribbean and or Central or Western Gulf in about a week's, that's about a week and a half time, about a week from this weekend. It's about 10 days away. And that may be an area to watch to the west of Florida, but that would not be until next weekend the way it looks, or perhaps even early the following week. So anywhere from about the 6th through the 10th of June, plus or minus. Otherwise, we're pretty quiet overall. In the Burrish blog, check it out. I've posted some information on the wet season and the June averages. And then, of course, Talking the Tropics with Mike begins daily on Monday. With Ari Weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.